Let's pray. Father, we give you thanks. We thank you, Lord. Lord, that we celebrate the sending out, Lord, even though there's sorrow in our heart, Darren and Lara. Lord, we pray that you continue to bless them.
Yes.
Lord, use them as they go out, even as Paul and Timothy bonded together and did their ministry. And we lift up Bob also as he brings forth your word today. Lord, move through him and move on us. Lord, let these words be life-changing.
Yes.
Lord, let these words inspire. Lord, let them correct. Let them bring about a newness, new fruit in our lives. Father, we pray right now your anointing. We ask the Spirit of God to move upon him in power and in might. And we ask it in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. God is awesome. You know, you're a good-looking group. Well, most of you. I'm not going to mention any names. But you know, I always like to start out with a question, right? How many people in here pray? Okay. Now, prayer some can be broken down in many different ways. But one way to look at prayer is we can either pray for ourselves or somebody else, right? Usually in prayer. Correct? How many people have ever prayed for themselves? Well, Richard, there's nothing wrong with that. All right. When we pray for ourselves, there's a lot of things that we pray for. And these are good things. Now, I do want to see a show of hands on this one. How many people have ever prayed for peace, God's peace? Raise your hands. Keep them up. Turn around, everybody, and look. How many people have ever prayed for joy in their life? Well, you're a little hesitant to raise your hands. You know there's a trick question, right? You're afraid. You don't know whether to raise it or not. You know, you're a smart man. Something's coming. You're right. Amen? Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but you will never get peace. You will never get joy. Do you know why? Because there is no such thing as peace. There is no such thing as joy. Well, I like how quiet it got. Kenny's back there getting a rope ready or something, going to drag me out of church for heresy. But give me a second before you throw me out. Now I'll explain where I'm coming from. Amen? Why I say that is because we have the wrong idea about the gifts from God, about what peace and what joy is. When we go in front of God and pray for peace, let's go with joy. Let's have peace. We pray for peace. What we're praying for is, Lord, give me peace. What we're asking for, or what we expect to get, is peace. See, we want God to hand us a get out of sorrow card. Get out of sorrow free card. I don't want to change anything in my life. I don't want to change anything that's given me the turmoil in my life, that's feeding the fear in my life, the things that I'm doing that are not right, that are not bringing glory to God. I don't want to change. I just want to pray to God and have him get me out of sorrow free card. So now I can continue just the way I've always been. When I was in complete sorrow, walking in fear, I can just continue down that road. But now, see, I got a peace card. But I don't have to worry. I have peace now without having to do anything. You can join the Peace Corps. Anyway, it's not going to give you peace. You're not going to take peace to them either. How long has the Peace Corps been in effect? Since Pat was a little boy. Is there any peace in the world? Okay. Same way when we pray for joy, right? We want the Holy Spirit to come down and say, Carol, here's a get out of sorrow card free. Okay, you don't have to change anything, right? You can continue in your ways, everything that you're doing that's making you sorrowful, that's adding sorrow to your life. You don't have to change any of that because you now have a joy card. Get out of free card. Listen. There ain't nothing free. Ain't nothing free. Now, I want you to listen to this part. Where we make our mistake is that we think joy or peace is a goal, a thing that we can get and not have to do anything. But listen to me. Why I said there's no such thing as joy and peace as an individual block, something I can just get and I'm going to have peace in every area of my life. This is the most important part. Listen to this. Peace, joy are not a goal. They're a byproduct. A byproduct of working, of walking in God's purpose, plan, and will for your life. One more time. Don't ever think those things are goals, that they're separate. There's something that you can pick up and that you now have. The only time you're going to have joy or peace is when you're walking in the purpose, plan, and will for your life. Right? And that's different for every one of us. So I'm not going to get thrown out of church, right? I'm still here, Pastor? Okay. We hear those words, joy, peace. What does that kind of bring to mind? Where do we hear those words at in the Bible? Turn to Galatians 5, 22 and 23. Yes. But the fruit of the Spirit, there it names all the fruits of the Spirit, right? That is fruit. That is something that grows, right? It's not something that's handed to you. Something over time grows. It's like a gift from God for what? The fruit of the Spirit. When you're walking in the Spirit, when you're following the Holy Spirit, these things will manifest themselves automatically. Acts 1:8. Why is the Holy Spirit here? I think Pastor John touched on this last week. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witness in all the world. Do you think that's part of God's purpose, plan, and will for every one of us? Amen? Amen. That is God's plan for every one of us here. But then as it goes down, it goes to a little bit different level because the way that comes about in our lives, each one of us, it's different, right? Like Darren and his lovely wife are called to be evangelists, right? Sebastian, stand up. He's called to dress nice. Sit down. I've told you, don't come in here looking better than I do, okay? He has a gift of servanthood. He's always wanting to serve. He was just dying to be an usher, right? So praise God, he got his wish, right? And as he, look at him smile, he's happy. Why? Because he's serving God. You know, this holds true with everything if we think about it. Would you go back to Galatians 5, please, Alma? I'm sorry, I'm going to work you, Alma. Amen? Amen. I'm hard on Alma. We take a look at these different fruits of the Spirit, let's see how they correlate with what I just said. How about faith? Anyone ever prayed for faith? Right? You're never going to have, if you're not walking in God's purpose, plan, and will for your life, what are you doing? You're walking in your purpose, plan, and will for life, right? You think God's going to bless that? What good is faith if it's not in the right thing? What good is having faith in yourself? Remember I spoke a few weeks ago that I said anything that ends or starts in self, throw it out. Self-will, self-determination, self-control. If the word self is in there, it's not going to work. What about love? Is that one up there? Yes, it is. What's God's definition of love? What did he say? If you love me, you will obey me. Obey means what? Walking in the plan, purpose, and will he has for your life. If you're not, word says you can't love him. You're not loving him. And if you can't love God, how can you love anybody else? Has anybody done more for you than God? Does anybody deserve your love more than God? No. Forbearance. That's one of those 25-cent words you get out of the dictionary. I like the older version where it said long-suffering. All right? Does that follow what we're saying? That it's a byproduct? Long-suffering. It means you're going to suffer. Sometimes it's going to be long. Any suffering. If I suffer more than 2 minutes, it's too long for me. Right? But if you're not walking in God's purpose, plan, and will, he's not going to take it away. So it isn't called long-suffering. It's called suffering forever. Till you die, then you're going to suffer worse. Oh, here's a good one. How many people have ever prayed to get closer to God? I mean, come on, raise your hands. We should have all prayed that, right? But sometimes we've got to stop. God's over here going, Bob, come here. Come here. I'm over here. Lord, I just want to get closer to God. I don't want to go over there. He'll put me to work. Lord, I just want to do what I want to do. I don't want what you want me to do. Amen? You want to get closer to God, he's leading you, showing you his purpose, plan, and will. But instead of going over there and walking with him, letting him lead you and doing what he's asking you to do, we're going to stand over here and pray to get closer to God. Maybe he'll come over here. Maybe God will change his mind and see that I was right. He should be over here with me. I shouldn't be over there with him. I don't think so. There's nothing more important than walking in the purpose, plan, and will that God has for your life. Does he? Let's take a look. Isaiah 14:24. Alma? Well, she's fast today. You're fast, Alma. You must have had a good breakfast. The Lord Almighty has sworn, surely as I have planned. Who's planned? God. So it will be. And as I purposed, so it will happen. Any questions? Pretty straight, isn't it? What I've planned will be. What I've purposed will happen. Can you stop it? You can walk away from it. Jonah tried to walk away from it. Didn't do him much good, did it? You try and walk away from it, it's not going to do you much good. The further you get away, the more miserable you're going to be, the less joy you're going to have. Pretty soon your faith in everything is going to fail. And you start blaming God. Well, it's God's fault. No, it's your fault. He's over there waiting for you with his plan, great plan that he's laid out, with all of these gifts. Alma, I'll throw you a curve. Isaiah 46:11. She's good. She's good. She's on fire today. Look at the part B I had. What I have said, that I will bring about. What I have planned, that I will do. Are we getting a picture here? Nobody, nothing can stop God's plan, purpose, and will. You simply have a choice of being in his will and having all the gifts of the Spirit. Or you can stand over here and pray for him and not do his will. Which one's going to pay off? Of course, his plan. Amen? And here's my favorite that we've all heard many times. Ephesians 1:11. In him we were also chosen. Look around you. God chose you. You know, if this was one of those things like a pickup game of baseball, I don't know if I'd choose any of you. I wouldn't choose myself for sure because I know better. Right? But God, in his infinite wisdom, chose us because he knows what gifts he's given us. We don't have ability to do anything, do we? In him we were also chosen, have been predestined according to his plan. The plan of him who works out everything. Works out what? Everything. What doesn't that cover? Nancy, what doesn't everything cover? Okay, well, Nancy says that covers everything. In conformity with the purpose of his will. If you're not in his will, you wonder why things aren't happening. Why things aren't moving. Why I don't have joy. Why I don't have peace, right? That's simple. Find out what God's plan is for you. Oh, but that's hard. You don't know how many times people come up and said, ask for prayer, saying, I just don't know what God wants. Usually when we say that, I've said it. Usually when I say that, it means I don't want to do what he's telling me to do. You want me to do what? Oh, I don't know God's will. No, 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 that couldn't be God's will. No, no, I don't know that. But yet it is. The further we run, the more unhappy we're going to be from God's purpose, plan, and will in our life. All right? So, now if I'm God, picture me as God, why am I going to ask you to do something and make it hard on you? Right? Pastor John, would you do me a favor and go out and start my car? But I'm not going to give you any keys. You think God's going to treat us that way? If I really wanted my car started, would I say something like that? Of course not. God's not going to leave you hanging, right? I want you to hear this scripture. Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. That's where I turn around. All right, I give up. She wins. Now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, the great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory forever and ever. Amen. The Lord will provide you with what you need. He will equip you, he says, with everything that you need to do his will. What's our excuse? Is everybody here walking in God's purpose, plan, and will perfectly in their lives? I can't raise my hand. We have to remember, and that was kind of the title of the message I give Betty today, my God will provide. We forget that sometimes, right? Sebastian, you wouldn't have that pretty sport coat unless God provided it, right? Amen. Thought I'd take a look at seven ways that God helps us walk in the plan, purpose, and will he has for us. But now listen, this is important. I just want you to get the idea that there's nothing more important than walking in God's plan, purpose, and will. That's why you're sitting here. You've made that choice. John 14, 26. I'm not even going to look back there. I know she even has it up before I say it. I don't know if she's like psychic or maybe you're prophetic or a propheticist. John 14, 26. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit. Pastor John, did you get that one? Holy Spirit? Okay, gotcha. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. What is an advocate? Good question, right? I looked it up because I thought I knew, but an advocate is somebody. Mitzi, you're familiar with advocate, right? I'd had a word. Mitzi was having some problems with it. It was your mother-in-law in Puerto Rico. She didn't pay a water bill on a house she doesn't even own, so they were going to take the house she was living in. everything she owns and put her in front of a firing squad. Don't go to Puerto Rico unless you can pay your water, I guess, is the word there. But God gave me a word for her that he would send an advocate, right? And the Lord provided a free lawyer, didn't he? Wish Joe was here, I would ask him. He is a lawyer. But a lawyer or an advocate is someone that supports you by action, not just mouth. Yeah. Anything you need, Pastor, call me. I won't answer my phone, but you go ahead and call me, anything you need. Right? It's a thought that counts. No, it isn't. It's the action that counts. Amen? Part of the definition is to work in defense of. In other words, we got the Holy Spirit cleaning the way, making the way, giving us everything we need to be able to do God's plan, purpose, and will. Right? So why can't we do it? We can. We worry about such silly things sometimes. Matthew 6, 31 through 33. We've heard this so many times. So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. You know, before we pray, God knows what we need. But first thing to seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. In other words, God will provide whatever you need. Your job is to walk in his plan, purpose, and will. And building his kingdom is the most important part of that, right? What greater gift can you give to everybody except salvation? Any other gift you give is going to deteriorate, going to fall apart, going to be useless after a while, except for salvation. That's the only gift that keeps on giving. Amen? 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. Nobody here can invent a new sin. It's already been done. I've done 99% of them, but you know, there's still 1% that's out there. But we've all have the same things coming against us. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will provide a way out so that you can endure. See, sometimes we think of that just as sin. You know, well, you know, this, I won't sin. I ain't killed anybody this week. But two, it's simply, if we're talking about following God's plan, purpose, and will, what if it gets hard and we decide to take a shortcut? Or what if we just get plain tired? I quit. What's the purpose? This is hard. You know, it's hard being a pastor, isn't it? You ever quit? Thank God. We'd never find another Pastor John, would we? You can't find another Pastor John either, right, Carol? No. Thank you. So when we think of that, it's not just being tempted, it's just walking away from God's plan, purpose, and will. He gives us the strength not to do that, not to quit, not to give up. Ephesians 3, 14 through 16. This was a prayer that he gave to the Ephesians. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name. In other words, everyone. Everyone here derives their name by God, because you're here because you were created by God, right? You ever see those family trees? Well, I can only go so far back. You can go all the way back. God created you, all right? You just fill in the blanks between there and now. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with the power through his Spirit, Holy Spirit again, in your inner being. Sometimes we feel we're just too weak, too tired. We just can't go on. The Lord will give you the strength. Amen? I mean, some people in this church work so hard that I get tired watching them. I got to close my eyes, right? Pastor Don up there, he always kids about how lazy he is, how he always gets somebody else to do his work. Nobody, the Energizer Bunny died 3 times and had to be recharged. Pastor Don's still kicking, right? Look, he's all over. Southwest Detroit, here, there, every time. He's somewhere, and he's met 8 people he's already been in contact with before that. But we all have that gift. We all have that ability to tap into that strength, right? God will provide. You need strength? Where do you go? Well, most of us go down to 7-Eleven and get one of those 5-hour energy drinks or something. Oh, I'm good. God doesn't want 5 hours. He wants the rest of your life. Amen? Hebrews 13:6. Remember, this is 7 things that shows us that there's no excuse not to follow God's plan, purpose, and will. He will make a way. You've heard of all these stories we talk about coincidence, how God has made ways where there was no ways. Every one of you probably have a story like that. The Lord, Hebrews 13:6. Did I say that, Alma? Okay. So we say with confidence, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? Amen? The Lord will provide you with eternal protection, right? Lord will provide you with everything that you need. Amen? Tony, what's on your shirt? Stand up. Turn around. What is that? It's a mean-looking thing, whatever it is. All right? Sit down. Tony, the Lord said to tell you that that tiger is the way that you were born and meant to be. Too much of your early life, you kept getting the words of no, and you can't do that, and you'll never amount to anything, and, you know, this is the best you can expect. But I think for the last 3 years, you've seen that that's not true, that God has great things for you, right? At best, sometimes you think, well, maybe I'm not stupid. You're not stupid. You're a very smart man. You know why you're a smart man? Because you turned your life over to God. That's the only thing that makes any of us smart is we've turned our life over to God. Has your last 3 years been great? Is God going to let you down now? You're going to pass your GED. Amen? Amen. All we have to do is not even ask. You just walk out in what God asks you to do, and he'll make the way and give you all these benefits. I was a union man. I love benefits. That word just perks me. Benefits. Ooh. Ooh. Wait, Fred? Fred laughed at. Fred, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. We don't have to worry when we go out. We're protected. If we're walking out in God's plan, purpose, and will. Amen. We've read and heard all kind of amazing stories about people that have been put in places that it's just unbelievable they got out alive, right? But he is our protection. We have nothing to worry about when we're walking in his plan, purpose, and will. When we're not is what we need to be scared. Well, I'm just going to go home and hide. You hide under the bed may fall on you and kill you. Your only safe haven is with God. Not where you're at, it's who you're with. The sixth thing. Mark 10:29-30. Truly I tell you, when Jesus always said this, but this was always said, it was meaning something important. He wants you to listen. Like, listen up. Truly I tell you, no one who has left home or brothers, or sisters, or mother, or father, or children, or fields for me and the gospel will fail to receive 100 times as much in this present age. We're not talking about heaven, right? He said in this present age. You don't have to wait till you go to heaven to get your reward. God said right here, he'll reward those that give up things in his behalf, right? Why would you worry about giving up these things? They were never yours to begin with. You didn't earn them. God gave them to you. Amen? Now, if he wants to take them back, all of a sudden you're real mad at him. The word says the Lord will provide you with great blessings that will correspond with things that you've lost. We always read the book of Job. When you talk about Job, oh, miserable. Oh, that poor guy, sores and just foot fell off and just terrible. Right? We don't wait and endure till the end of the book and see where God gave him 100 times more than he started out with, right? You know, in our walk, we're going to lose some stuff. We're going to lose some friends. Right? Darren and Laura, they're on the path that God's given them to be evangelists. Right? It's hard sometimes going a little further out, giving up. You've been part of the family here, giving that up and going out. But God's going to bless that. He's going to give you even greater blessings, right? When you lose something for God, he will give it back to you 100-fold. You can't get a deal like that at Kmart. Or they're out of business, aren't they? Walmart. Showing my age. Tomorrow's my birthday. I'll be 49. What? Who said how many times? Close to two. And the seventh, and the last, but certainly not the least, and I could go with 100 of these, the way that God promises to give you everything that you need to walk out what he asks you to do. God only asks one thing, obedience. It's not complicated. Well, I don't know how to be a Christian. Shut your mouth, open your ears, and walk it out. He didn't say it was going to be easy. It's simple, but it's never easy. But he gives you everything that you need to go through these things. 1 Corinthians 2:18. But in fact, God has placed the parts of his parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. The Lord has already provided you with a chosen role in his body in this church. Every one of you is out doing a ministry, aren't they? If you're not, Pastor Don will catch you as you're going out the door and give you three. Right, Pastor? Amen. But if he sits you in a place to do a ministry, do you think he's equipped you to do that? Is Rico here? Rico probably never imagined. He was saying he was always bashful and stuff, that he would be standing up in front of a crowd this morning at the Sunday morning Bible study teaching the Word of God. And he did a great job. Amen? We've had a lot of people say that. Ray Maldonado. To imagine him standing up here playing in front of a crowd. First time, he said this, so I'm not uncovering. First time we went over, I think Pastor John and I went over to pray, he wouldn't come out of his room. Think that stopped Pastor John? Oh, we'll lay hands on the door. We'll pray for him through the door. We got him cornered now. But look what a change in that man. It was always there. It just never had a chance to come out because he wasn't working in the plan that God had for him, right? The plan wasn't to be in prison and wear tattoos on your head. God's plan for him was to be up here leading us in praise and worship. Amen? And he does a great job at that. And you can feel the love of God when he does it. So I leave you with one thing today. Remember, when you pray, joy, peace, all of the things of the Holy Spirit are not something that we can get for free. They're not goals. They are a byproduct, a gift from walking in God's plan, purpose, and will in our life. Amen? Amen. Thank you. Could I have the prayer team come up, please? Now, who chose these people to be on the prayer team? God. The Holy Spirit. Right? I'd never choose Kenny. Maybe Ray, but never Kenny. But yet, in God's wisdom, right, this is part of the plan he had for Kenny O'Rourke. Right? From the days that Kenny stood on the street corners and sold drugs, he's standing on the street corner now proclaiming the name of Jesus Christ. Amen? He is blessed more than he's ever been blessed. He had money at one time. What good was it, Kenny? Where's that money at now? What do you have to show for it? A few scars. But when we're walking in the plan, purpose, and will that God has for our lives, that's the only time we're going to be at peace. That's the only time that we're going to be happy. And if you have any doubts about what that plan, purpose, and will in your life is, come up and let these guys pray with you. Amen? Let's close in prayer. Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you that, Lord, you created us and that you do have a purpose, plan, and will for each of our lives, Father God. and that you will give us the strength to walk these out, Father God. Father, I pray that you just put on our hearts every morning that the only prayer we need to come with is, Lord, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, and end with, here I am, use me. Here I am, use me. Amen. Thank you. We're open for prayer. Anybody wants to come up, please do. Thank you. You are here. Don't forget, we have coffee and donuts upstairs. Hang around. Enjoy yourself. That's part of God's plan. He provided those donuts.
I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in a mist. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are. Darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. To it all, Jesus, you wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all, to it all, Jesus. Yeah. Way make miracle work, promise keep a light in the darkness. I worship you. You are here meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. Oh, de 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 wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. Now we're here, looking back on where we've come from. Because of you and nothing we've done to deserve the love and mercy you've shown. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way.
When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over,
Lord, you made a way.
And we're standing here only because
you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall
and it looked as if
over,
Lord, you made a way.
You move mountains. You move mountains. When my hope and strength is gone, you're the one who calls me on. You are the life, you are the fight that's in my soul.
Conqueror.